welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
I am Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And yeah, welcome to the Gray Area. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be money. Or it could be, I don't know. It could be anything or nothing at all. But we welcome you guys. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We have interesting conversations and we want to bring you guys in on that. Also, don't forget to join our Patreon. If you want to view this podcast live, we do record our podcast at least
a month and a half, 2 months early.
Yeah, a month and a half to 2 months in advance. So if you want to catch us live, if you want to talk to us in the chat, and help steer the conversation, join our Patreon. It starts for the low, low price of $3 a month. So, yeah. But other than that, how are you guys?
I'm good. I'm Gucci.
Blessed.
Okay, that's the energy we have today. Okay. All right. I'm doing well.
Swell. That's good.
But what are we talking about today?
The topic today is, I'm trying to get the word.
Take your time, Pastor.
If something no longer serves you, do you continue doing it?
Do you continue doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Like now?
Mm-hmm.
Currently at this big age?
Mm-hmm. Or this little age?
I feel like no. I feel like I did in the past. I feel like I'm just now, I guess, I'm just now allowing myself to stop doing things or let go of things that aren't serving me in this moment. Because I used to feel obligated to those things that even if they stopped serving me, it's like, oh, I made a commitment, blah, blah, blah. Whether it was just a commitment to myself or a commitment to other people, I would just kind of feel obligated to keep going or be like, oh, you stop now, you a quitter. But it's like, if this really is not serving me, then I should probably just stop because it's just wasting my energy at this point. So I'm currently in a season of letting go of things that no longer serve me and also, that no longer serve me, whether they be an activity or it be like objects and things. So, like, things that are attached to things that no longer serve me or energies that I no longer want in my life.
That's good. That's good. I would say, I'm in a similar space. I think it also depends on what the thing is because it may not serve me, but, again, I still didn't make a commitment. So, like, honoring finishing my commitments right now, it just depends on what it is. So, like, if it's something else I can feel, cause I think you usually get the urge or the feeling when it's, like, this is coming to an end. So being aware of that, but being aware of that is, like, is the job done? Once the job is done, all right, cool, I'm not going back to this. Like, there was a reason why I stopped doing it, and I'm not going back to it. Mm-hmm. So that's just how I'm looking at it. How about yourself, sir?
I'm in a bit of a pickle. Because I like the commitment thing if the job is done, but also, if it's not serving me, then now I'm just here. If it's no longer serving me and I actually feel it, I'm not giving what I'm supposed to give towards it. So at this point, just wasting time. It's like when you at a job and it's like, I don't want to be here. Or it's like your last day at work. You're just here, just here.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's like a difference between, I guess, like recognizing when the season of it is over and finishing. Like, you can still finish up. It doesn't have to be like you just stop cold turkey with whatever you're doing. It could literally be like, all right, I recognize this is, you know, I feel like everything has a season. So if you recognize the season of this thing is over now, then wrapping that up, whatever that looks like for you, and then moving on to whatever the next thing is okay. I think I feel like we don't allow ourselves to change our minds or to really feel when the season has come to an end. And sometimes that's because, like, outside people or feelings or sources, and they're like, oh no, this is so great, you should keep going. But sometimes you just know, it's just like, all right, this served its purpose for this time, and if you need this in your life, then go back and watch the old watch the old episodes and stuff like that. This isn't about our podcast, also.
We just getting started.
Yeah, we just getting started. Don't worry.
Just in general, just things.
Yeah. I feel like we gotta give ourselves the grace and trust ourselves to know when things have, all right, yeah, like your season is over. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. Yeah, I think I lost it. But Yeah, I disagree.
I feel like it's a thin line between knowing when the season is over and just quitting while you're ahead. Like, what do y'all feel like the difference is between those?
I think the reason would be different. Why would you quit while you're ahead? Like, what does that mean to you? What does that look like for you? Like, if you're quitting while you're ahead because it's like the whole thing where, like, I'm gonna hurt you before you hurt me type of thing, then it's like, all right, you may have missed out on opportunities, or you may not have gotten what you need from this thing because you were thinking about, waiting for the other shoe to drop and trying to end it before it does type of thing. Versus, what'd you say? Ending it because it's no longer serving you? Or, mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, the reason would be different. Because a lot of times when things stop serving you or you start to notice it's hindering you sometimes, you can feel it. It's a different feeling attached to it, so it's a different reason attached to it. And I feel like a lot of times you want to hold on to those things, but you recognize that, like, I don't need this anymore, or it's not benefiting me, it's not helping me to move forward in whatever my goals are, or sometimes it's just like it's draining me of my energy type of thing. I feel like that's the difference that I'm saying.
I mean, I agree with that. Pardon me. I agree with that. I think,
man, thirsty.
It's not even thirsty. Got a little bit of mucus. Had some white rice yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it is a difference. But because I've also heard people say, like, you should leave the party on a high, or like leave the party when it's after, like, right after your favorite song. And just the idea of, like, let's leave here before it ruins the image of what it was. Because if I stay here too long, I'm gonna completely lose, like, why I did this in the first place. So I definitely understand that, but I also think you're right. It's a feeling. Like, I think knowing, being able to discern whether or not this has served its purpose versus me saying I just kind of want to call it quits because I don't know what to do with it anymore. Is slightly different. I think it just depends on the person. And again, it just depends on the thing. We're talking about, like, a TV show. There's a million and one TV shows. I feel like they should have just cut it where it was at, because it was like the apex, the highest point of it all was here, and you can't really get it to be back here anymore. So it's like, it's better to just kind of end on a...
But I think even with that, you start to feel like, you can start to feel like, okay, this served this purpose. Like, that I feel like that's an example where it could be both. And I feel like that's why it's the reason behind it that drives whether it's for one reason or the other or both. Because even if you, like, let's say Scandal, I feel like it went a little bit too long, but you could feel it. Like, it wasn't something that it was just like, all right, we up here, we want more, the people want more, and we gonna just stop. It was just like, all right, I feel like this served its purpose. How do we end this? Like, how do we start to transition into this coming to a conclusion type of thing? I don't know. That's just my thought.
God bless.
Thank you.
What's going on in here? Y'all all right?
Yeah. We good.
All right. But I'm Gucci.
But yeah, and I mean, I think also in TV shows, I think people, the shows usually go until the it go, and so it's not believable anymore. Like, that's usually what happens. It's like, all right, this is, now it's like, now it's just ridiculous. Or they, yeah, they take, because I think if you end it too soon, I mean, people will always want more, right? But I think you gotta be able to know, like, why did you start doing this? And I think it's also interesting because you have to know that if the reason why you started isn't the reason why you're currently doing it, is it okay to continue doing it? Because, like, you may have started this show because you wanted to speak to this specific demographic, but you realize it actually relates to a whole different group of people. Does that mean you don't do it anymore because it wasn't what you intended, or do you keep doing it?
I say if it makes sense, keep doing it. If it don't make sense, then stop doing it. Bring it to an end. But I do have another question. When you bring it to an end, should you know what's next?
I don't think you have to know what's next. I think that, yeah, I don't think you have to know what next. Sometimes it's not until you end it that you find whatever is next, or the next opportunity presents itself to you. So, like, I don't know that that you have to know exactly what next is. You can start preparing for something else to come into your life, but, like, right now, I'm clearing out clothes and stuff like that. just preparing for whatever, like, newness is supposed to be coming into my life. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what it is. Like, I just know that there's energies and there's parts of my life that I've been holding on to that are no longer serving me, and I need to release them so that I can welcome new energy into my world. So I don't think you have to know what is next exactly. I think you just have to be open to receiving something new.
Yeah, I think that's true. But also, I think you should start working on what's next. Mm-hmm. Not in the middle of it, but, like, before you finish up what you're doing. Because I think I might have heard it from, it might have been Kevin Hart. He was talking about people will wait until this thing that they're doing is, like, it's completely, it's like, we've sucked the life out of this. And then they're like, all right, now it's time for me to start. And it's like, you shouldn't wait until that point, because now, yeah, and now you're not at the height of the show, height of the albums, height of whatever it is. Now it's harder for you to transition, because people don't look at you how they did when you were at the height. They're looking at you at wherever you ended. And if you're not ready to start by the time this ends, you know. Granted, I don't think it's a way you should live your entire life, because, I mean, sometimes you don't know. You have no idea. But I think just being aware. Just being aware of it.
And I think that's where the preparation comes in. Like, you're preparing for something new, but you don't have to know exactly what it is. But you preparing for it to come to an end and preparing for something new to enter your life, I feel like that doesn't, I don't know, it leaves the door open for opportunities to arise while maybe you are still, like, at the height. Like, if the TV show is still at the height, and, you know, you can leverage those deals that way.
Yeah, I also think it's like that Drake line, the moment I stop having fun with it, I'll be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also, you should definitely, like, follow the fun, the passion of it, because if you don't have a passion for it anymore, now you're just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah.
Nobody connect with that. Nobody like people making joke videos about nothing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it'd be funny. But what do you think?
About knowing what's next.
Yeah, do you think people should, like, definitely know what's next?
I don't think we always gotta know what's next, but I feel like a lot of times we know what's next. Or we have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's the next thing that we want to do. Even if that's not what we're supposed to be doing next, we know what we
want to do. What direction.
Yeah, so I feel like as long as we just do that, or even start it, attempt it, whatever we're supposed to do is going to show itself. and then do that.
Yeah. I also think it should be like a level of excitement. Like if you're looking at your life like a movie, like, oh, I love this portion, I can't wait to see what happens next. Like you should definitely operate it like, oh, I don't know what's gonna happen next. Let me just
make it like a Marvel film. So
if I'm writing sequels, the movie, then I
then,
know what's
then
next.
You know what's next. Yeah, but you don't know exactly how it's gonna happen.
If I write it,
sometimes you don't know until you start writing, and then you go, oh, that would be fire, and then then you add the part. I don't know. I never wrote a movie.
I actually thought of this because I think I'm about to end my lives. That's why I was thinking about this.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Do tell.
I just be there now.
Are you going to end them completely or are you going to transition
them to... I'm going to pop in periodically, but... I'm going to pop in periodically and my social media is going to be more business-esque than personal.
What does that look like?
I'm not here for the trends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm just here to post. I might give y'all a quick word real quick. Get up out of there. I'll show y'all what I'm doing, what I got going on. Get up out of there. But I'm gonna be on YouTube.
It's easier
for me to get stuff done if people aren't watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wanna give more energy to like the art, the crafts, like the stuff that I'm actually interested in.
Crafts like hell. It's like now.
But yeah, the stuff that I'm working on, just give more energy to that. It's easier to just set up a camera and just get in my bag real quick, opposed to set up a camera, have people watching you, and they type in comments, and it's like, I don't want y'all to... I'm just here. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, it's easier to just not know what you're doing in front of yourself and then post it later.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at it was a post, but it was like an old magazine. I think it was like Vibe magazine or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna make my stuff like a magazine. It's wild that I thought about that. And then yesterday somebody asked me if I was in journalism. Mm.
Mm. Why'd they ask you that?
Because a lot of my posts are about like journaling and stuff.
Oh. Yeah. So technically, you are.
Journalist. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a knee slapper.
Instead of journalism? I'm like, oh, I was actually a marketing major. But, yeah. Yeah, it's just more intentional and place stuff, like do stuff, how just raise the standard, mm-hmm. the bar that I'm at. It's going to be fun. And more me time.
Oh, mm-hmm. I will say that I definitely like, I don't know, posting to YouTube is a lot easier. I love to just set up a camera and do whatever I'm doing. Like, that's why I like vlogging, because it's not nobody right there. I don't have to worry about anybody else. It's just me recording me or whatever I do or wherever I'm at. And it's like, it don't have to be nothing long. If I want to set up a camera for an hour and craft, I can set up a camera for an hour and craft. Like, it doesn't have to be... It's a lot less pressure, so I definitely understand that. But even with that, as you're saying it, it's like you feel like the season of you going live all the time is no longer serving you. Like, so the season is coming to an end. So now you're figuring out, all right, how do I transition that? Like, I feel like that's the key thing. It's like when you feel it, and of course you can like stop, make sure, assess, make sure that's like how you actually feel. And it's not because you just tired this one day, but it's like you feel it. And it's a different feeling versus I'm at the top. Let me just quit now. Mm. Like, it's a different thought process behind it, I feel like. And, like, you thinking about it and really thinking about why do I feel like I want to end this? And, like, you explaining how you like to create without the pressure of people watching you live. Like, that's a huge thing to think about and to consider when you're doing this type of thing. So I feel like, kudos to you. But definitely, like, the feeling is different. And you sit back and you assess it and you're like, yeah.
It also could be a thing, and I'm not saying this specifically for you, but, like, just in general, where you could... It can feel like the season is ending, but it just means that you haven't been pushing the boundary for what you're doing anymore. So, like, maybe if it was, we're sticking with, like, going live, it's like, maybe it's not talking live. Maybe it's like, all right, maybe it needs to be something, maybe it's something else that you could do. Granted, I'm not saying you have to do anything else, but maybe it's like, all right, maybe I need to push the boundary. Like, this isn't fun anymore for me. So maybe I need to do something else in this realm. Like, again, sometimes it just depends, I think. Or maybe
it's like a live where, like, I'm not worried about the comments. I'm literally just doing my art, like, and people comment, they comment, but, like, I'm not looking at the comments. Mm-hmm. Y'all can watch what I'm doing, but I'm in my zone type of thing. So, yeah, like, it's really whatever, I don't know, it's whatever you want to do, as long as you got to go with what you're feeling. And that's something that I'm working on doing right now, is, like, doing what I feel rather than doing what I think I should be doing or how I think certain things should be portrayed. Like, it's just like, okay, I feel like doing this. I feel like being this way or, like, displaying something in this way. So I'm going to do that versus overthinking it and thinking about how other people are going to perceive it. I'm just going to go with how I feel on it.
I was thinking, I feel like a lot of times we be having a previous goal and it doesn't materialize until, like, later,
mm-hmm.
but it's little stuff in between, like, stepping stones. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I feel like we just gotta be aware of that. Example is YouTube. 2019, I had YouTube on my vision board, but I didn't actually seriously consider it until, like, or not consider it. I didn't really, I'm going to say, commit to doing it until, like, recently. But I had to get comfortable being in front of the camera. Just talking to the camera, creating more, just, like, doing stuff in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how it actually worked, what I like, how I actually sound, just different stuff. I don't even think that came out how I wanted it to come out, but yeah, I feel like it was just a step to a previous goal.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of things are, though. What was you about to say?
I was just thinking, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I feel like a lot of things are, like, we set these goals and a lot of times we don't necessarily know immediately how to attain them, especially when we are working in a creative field. But every little bit that we do, it leads every little thing.
Every little step I take.
The last one I heard was every mickle mickle muckle.
Every mickle mickle muckle. But yeah, like, it all adds up. Like, even so, for me vlogging, it helped me get comfortable with being on camera without trying to portray a particular aesthetic, like, without being perfect on the camera. Because I used to, remember when I used to do, like, you remember too, when I used to do my my cover videos, and I would do my makeup, like, I would get, like, dressed up, and literally for a video that's, like, right here, it's not even like it was, I would get dressed up and all that stuff, and then I would record, and it's just like, this is a lot.
I'm over here sweating. Right.
It's a lot. So, like, just getting comfortable with, like, literally just being me, Shaquoia D, on camera. And, which in turn helped with the podcast and helped with, like, the food review show and helps with me even being comfortable with going live. Like, I'm not all the way fully comfortable just yet, but that's more, actually, I'm comfortable going live. It's more so a thing of, like, the time. Like, making time to go live. But it all was, like, a stepping stone for me to get more comfortable. And now I'm about to start building up my YouTube channel again. Because I've been on YouTube for a long time, but...
Look, like, we all moving to YouTube.
I started posting. It's funny because when I started, and specifically making music... All we had was YouTube. Like, we were just posting because, I mean, we weren't posting on... I mean, we had some songs, like, on MySpace and stuff, but for the most part, YouTube was the thing that we were posting on, so... And in our group setting, it was, like, every single song went up, every video went up, and we were... I mean, we were getting followers. Like, it wasn't even, like... subscribers, pardon me. But it's a different feel. And I think in a similar regard for you guys, like when I was making beats on the Loop Station on live, I knew it was time to stop doing it when just the thought about doing it was like, I gotta go up there. And it's like, and then the other thing was when I got up there, it just felt like I was stuck. Like, I was like, this sounds like something I already did before. And so it's like,
I still gotta set this up.
Yeah, it's like you gotta set up, you gotta break down, you gotta, like, it's a lot that goes into it, and then you gotta make sure you got fresh ideas, or if you're talking to people, I don't know, me going live on Instagram was different from me going live on TikTok, because on Instagram, because I had just started going live on my Crafts by Co page, it wasn't nobody in there, so I could just talk freely, which I'm used to because I be vlogging, so, like... But then going on TikTok and going live, and there's people in there, and, like, I was just kind of like, I don't want to keep talking about food. Like, I like food, but, like, why we keep talking about food?
And I actually enjoy my quiet time. Like, when I be doing stuff, it just be me. That's why I listen to the music I be listening to, because I could tune it out and be, like, background music, and I just be relaxing. Doing whatever I'm doing, my mind can go wherever it go, and I'm just in my zone and flow, and it just be beautiful. And yeah, like now, the older I get, I just enjoy my peace and quiet. I'm gonna be the old man on the hammock, or a rocking chair on my porch,
but
chilling.
I think, like, the best way to, I don't know. Like, if I'm doing it on my own terms and it's nobody watching and I don't feel like everything has to be perfect, I can literally just set up and you can watch me in my element. Like, and whether I edit the video afterwards or not, you're seeing me actually in my element versus, like, me trying to do... Essentially, you're multitasking.
And people be asking questions. I'd be like, I don't got time for that. Can you?
And,
no, I can't.
And it's funny because two things I thought. One, you can't really do the action and analyze it at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you're doing it on live, it forces you to, like, do it, stop, and then have to explain and analyze why you did what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes you out of the flow. And it's like, they say it takes, like, 15, it can take 15 minutes for you to get back in the rhythm if you get out of it. So it's like... If you got 15 distractions, it's like you might not even ever get back into the room that you're getting into. And two, I remember I was on TikTok. They were talking about, I think it was like Adams or something like that. Scientists were like watching like Adams move or whatever, and they were saying that when they like the Adams naturally move in a certain way, but once they tried to record it, it was like they were doing stuff completely different. And it was like just the idea that when you look at something, it changes how it naturally acts.
Mm-hmm.
So just even when you're creating something, if you know somebody's watching you, even if you're not trying to
do something different,
you end up doing something different because you feel...
The feeling is different. It's like, I know somebody's watching me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like...
Sometimes it feels like...
<you're watching me. laughs> So, yeah, like, you can feel it. And that's why, like, when they talk about, like, feeling being the secret and all that stuff, it's like, it literally shifts a lot of things when you feel differently. If I feel like I'm in my element and I can create with nobody watching, then I'm comfortable. So I can do whatever I was going to do. I can allow my feelings to lead. But then if you are like, oh, somebody else is looking, then you start feeling like, okay, well, they going to wonder why I did this, or like, does this look right? And then because you start analyzing while you're trying to create, it just kind of throws stuff off.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you have to act and then reflect. You can't act and reflect in the same time, because you're not in the moment when you're trying to reflect on it. And I think everybody, because I mean, everybody's a creative to a degree. Like, everybody creates something. I think we all need a space where we can create and not feel like we're being judged, or like we're not, like, we don't have to explain why we feel this way, why we did this, why we made this decision. I think we all need a space for that, whether it's music, whether it's painting, whether it's crafting, whatever it is. I think you need to have a space where you can do that, because otherwise you don't know where your limit is. You don't know where too far. You don't know if this is too crazy. You don't know if this is funny. You don't really know, because you don't allow yourself the room to kind of like spread your wings. Mm-hmm. So I think all of it is important. I think it just in order for us to do it. But in circling back to the original point, like knowing when something doesn't serve you anymore, I had a similar thought when I was doing some of the skits, because I was doing them. And then just the thought of me having to edit some of them, I was like, bro, this is a lot. Or it'll be like, I'm looking at my page and I was like, well, like, I know I'm funny, but this ain't, this, I didn't come here to be a comedy. This ain't a comedy page. This wasn't my intention. So originally it was just something else. Like, it was supposed to be filler, but that ended up being one of the only things that was easier for me to be consistent with at the time. So because it took me more time to get some of the other stuff done, I was like, all right, let me just throw this out here. Let me just make sure I'm doing this to be consistent. But it's like, what am I being consistent at?
Right.
That kind of thing. So, yeah. There's some stuff, guys.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I lost my thought.
It's a time for release to shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like it's a time for everybody to release and shift. Go within and just be still. Listen to the breeze.
Not no shameless plug.
No, but I think it's a good thing. I feel a lot better about releasing things right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I know for a fact I used to be scared of letting go of things. Because of course, you know, when we moved and all that stuff. But just like, I used to hold on to so many things, but I realize now, like within the past few weeks, it's like it's not just things or processes or whatever that I've been holding on to. It's the energy that's attached to it. So like, if I didn't have, like with my clothes, for example, if I have this shirt and I know whether it's comfortable or not, right? I have this shirt and I know exactly when I got it. I know exactly what memories are attached to it, what's associated with this shirt. And I did not like those memories. I did not like that time period or whatever is attached to this shirt. But I'm holding on to it because I paid for it and it's comfortable. It's like, what is the point here?
Yeah, I had that thought earlier. It's a hoodie that I got. I still remember the shoes that I used to wear.
Like, yeah.
I used to wear some Black History Month Huaraches, and they had some shoelaces that matched perfectly with the hoodie.
Mm.
I don't like the shoes no more, but still got the hoodie. Yeah. And I'm like, why do I still have this?
Yeah.
This from like 2013.
Yeah.
And it's not even only like the, well, number one, part of it is like, okay, yeah, I got this in high school. Like, you've been out of high school for a while now. It's been about 10 years, so, like, you should let this go. But then it's also just, like, even if I just got this shirt, if something happened in it that's, like, that may be triggering or traumatizing to me, like, that it brings the memory up every single time I see this shirt, why am I holding on to it? Like, that's just a form of me holding on to the way things were or whatever. Like, the idea that, you know, I don't know. I gotta let go of some people, and some of that is attached to the clothing I have, so.
Yeah, I mean, I let go of most of, when I moved, I was, because I'm clearing out my closet, and I'm looking like, I haven't worn this since, like, the 6th, 7th. Why do I have clothes?
The 60s.
Since the 6th or 7th grade, like, why do I still have this? And so, especially when we were moving, I'm like, because we got the U-Box. I'm like, if it can't fit in my car or the U-Box, I can't take it with me. So I'm just going through jackets, and I'm like, I don't need this jacket. I don't need this shirt. Oh, this shirt. And I'm going through memory lane as I'm holding the stuff. But most of it, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to wear this anymore.
Like, I don't even dress like this no more. Yeah. I don't even want to dress like this anymore.
Right.
So, like, really, why do I still have this?
Right. Yeah. And it's just, I think it's because it took up so much space in the, it was basically like a placeholder. Like, it just kind of took up space in your house, in your life.
In your memories.
Yeah, in your memory. And it's like, you still have the memories. Like, the memories don't go anywhere. So, I mean, typically it's the shirt or the item is just a reminder of a memory. It sparks something like, oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you just have a conversation, if you just think about it, you still have the memories. So you don't necessarily need whatever it is that you're holding on to.
Right. I don't know. That's the other thing. Some things I'm specifically like, all right, I want to get rid of this. And then other things I'm like, okay, can I flip this to look like something that I will wear now?
I was thinking about that, like, upcycling stuff that I actually like. Because some stuff I only wore, like, maybe once or twice.
Right. But it's like, I'm not seeing myself wearing this in this state. So, like, can I flip this? Is there something I can do to make this look like something that I want to wear now? And then, if it is, I'll keep it. If it's not, then I'll be like, all right, it gotta go. It just has to.
Gotta go.
So, like, I think, but it's when I was doing that last weekend, it just was so relaxing. Like, I didn't think it was gonna be relaxing. I feel like in the past, it would have been a more hectic process. And I would have been trying to hold on to everything. But it's just like, I don't wear this. I didn't like this when I bought it. Like, sometimes it'd be like that. So, like, why are you here? But it's also a thing where I was like, okay, my laundry bags are full. And so are my drawers. But all the clothes that I wear are in my laundry bag. So what do I have in my drawers right now?
I'm folding stuff up. I'm like, I got 3 laundry bags worth of clean clothes. I'm like, I ran out of space. Like, right. How did I have? I was like, well, did I just have a laundry bag of dirty clothes all the times that I
cleaned my clothes? What's happening? So
abundance,
definitely abundance.
We're definitely overflow.
Yeah, but I'm just like, yeah, I gotta get rid of the stuff that I don't see myself wearing, that's attached to negative emotions or experiences, and also that I just don't want. Because it's also a thing where these aren't old, dingy pieces, a lot of it. But it's just like, it served its purpose for whatever time period I wanted or needed it for. And now I can give it away to somebody else who needs it.
Yeah. Something that I read somewhere, it was just the idea that for every ending is a beginning. So it's like, a lot of times we get hung up on, I don't want this to end, but if it ends, that means that there's something else that's going to start. So whatever that is, you don't know it until you let go of.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So you have to, unless you're not going to get a new beginning. So just kind of being okay with, hey, these clothes in the closet forever. I'm not about to wear these. This look like it's from 05. Right. I'm not Soulja Boy. I'm not wearing none of this.
And I had gave stuff away. I was looking in my closet today, and I was like, I don't even wear this. Why didn't I get this? I threw this in the pile, too. Like,
well, I started looking, new bags. So.
Like, you know, it's really not really much in there.
Mm-hmm.
But
man, I got a trunk full of jeans. I'm looking at the jeans like, why did I bring all these jeans? None of these fit. Like, I'm not even the same size. Like, what are these bell bottoms? Are these
bell bottoms? Bell bottoms coming back.
I heard, but not the ones I got in my trunk. Not those.
Yeah.
I had a pair of pants with a design on the pockets. And I was like, I looked at these like, oh, these should have been thrown away. I don't even, how did these slip through the cracks?
Cause wear those to a throwback party.
Upcycle. Yeah. Take the pockets off.
Oh. Man.
I don't know what I would do with them, but I mean, you know, that's how I did. That's how I did.
Do y'all use y'all back pockets?
I do.
I used to until I saw. They were saying you shouldn't sit on your wallet. It's going to mess up your posture. I used to have my wallet in my back pocket.
Mm, people's wallets be this big. Mm-hmm. I was
like, wow. Mess with your spine. I was like, nah, I'm good.
A lot of like women's jeans and stuff don't come with front pockets. They'll have like the little, like even these, they got the little space that it look like it's a pocket,
but
there.
It's not a pocket.
There ain't no pocket. So I only got my back pocket.
You know, I heard I guess I should have known this already, but some of the dress clothes, it's just you have to cut the stitching. Like, so they have a pocket. It's not that the pocket is there, you gotta cut the stitching. I had no idea. I was like, dang, I guess I don't got a pocket here. No, and my mom was like, just cut the stitching. Cut the what?
The what? Yeah, these don't have any. So,
yeah, I wouldn't suggest cutting
them. If I cut those, it's just gonna be a hole there. Ain't no pocket hiding in these. But, yeah, I don't really have a choice half the time to use my back pockets, but sometimes I don't want to carry a purse. Most times I don't want to carry a purse. So I either got to use my back pockets or my bra.
Muy interesante.
You know they used to put pockets in bras?
Nah, I wasn't aware.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I had no idea. I mean, when I was at the bank, people would be like, if I could just get your ID, work. Like, wow.
Yeah, they used to put pockets in the bra, so like you would actually, like when they were pulling out their coin purse and all that stuff, it had a place, like that's where it was supposed to go. That's why, you know, people do that. Yeah. Fun fact! But yeah, dang, I forgot my thought. What were we talking about?
Pulling some
money. Cleaning out your closet. But yeah, cleaning out my closet. I also decided, I remember I used to try to do it all at one time, and it would be just overwhelming.
I was thinking about that earlier, too.
So I just been going one drawer at a time, and that has worked so much better for me. I got like three drawers done already. So like, yeah, one drawer at a time, I could do that. Doing all of the drawers and all the closets. Because originally, I was going to just take everything, just put it on my bed, go through it. Like, this is too much. So
I was thinking about replacing stuff. It don't got to be one lump sum I could replace. Like, even replacing towels and washcloths and stuff, I could go get a towel. Like, right there.
They sell them separately.
They do. Get a towel, like, one a week, one every couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just me. I got time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The towels we got from Target were nice.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're real nice.
I like Target stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Target, if you're seeing this, sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been realizing that, too, because also, like, I don't know, moving into a home, you'd be like, oh, I gotta get all of the homey things.
Yeah.
So, like, immediately. So, it immediately feels like a home. And it's like, I got a lot of stuff. I need to make room for these things. I need to decide what I actually need versus, like, what I want versus, like, what I need right now.
Mm-hmm.
What can wait? So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let go. Make room to replace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make room to receive. Allow yourself to receive.
That's the one thing I definitely realized and why I started clearing things out. Because I was like, you say you want new clothes, right? Like, you say you want actual pajamas. I be sleeping in sweatpants, y'all. You say you want actual pajamas, but you still have these old things that you, like, just be like, oh, I'm gonna sleep in this type of thing. So, let's make room for the actual pajamas. Because once you get them, where are you going to put them? Right now, you don't even got no space for them. So it's just like, I got to make room. Just like constantly prepare for whatever is next. Whether I know exactly what it is or I don't know at all, I need to make room in my life for whatever opportunities, whatever energy, whatever items that I want so that I can continue to grow.
Yeah, I definitely think it makes a difference. And I also think for me, something that helps me is when I buy the new thing, I instantly want to get rid of the old thing. Mm-hmm. So like, it's because I'm looking at it like, oh, I don't even want to use these old headphones. Yeah. These headphones ain't doing nothing. I really have these two old pairs of headphones that I can't even use. They're the old Ludacris over there. I was like, in my head, I would love to use these. And then I shot them on. I was like, I don't feel like having this wire. Like, I just, am I bougie? I don't.
By the summertime, I plan to have my bougie meter at 10. 10 Ooh, out of 10.
Okay.
It's well, I looked up the word bougie, like the definition. It's just having a standard and not accepting anything less.
You looked up the full word?
Bourgeoisie.
Bourgeoisie?
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked up bougie, but it said it's derived from bourgeoisie, which means a higher standard of living. Pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, but a higher standard of living and not accepting anything lesser.
It's fine.
So, yeah, it's just having standards. And it got a negative connotation, like, y'all mad at me because I have standards? It's like, wow, that shows a lot about you. That's about me.
I think the bougie came from people thinking
that the Negro.
Well, that yes, and I was gonna say I think that like the people who have more thinking that they're better than the people who have less.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where the connotation came from.
The definition that I'm seeing, it says that bourgeoisie is literally a middle class person.
Yeah.
So we wealthy in here.
It's a middle class. What I'm saying is a middle class / upper class. Not accepted.
It says a person with social behavior and political views held to be influenced by private property interests. Capitalists.
They calling you a capitalist. Funny, I don't know. That's interesting.
I think we gotta look into this more.
The bourgeoisie. But yeah,
the definition I was looking at.
He was an Urban Dictionary.
Nah, I wasn't. I don't even remember how I spelled it though.
Like this?
I ain't spelled the whole word.
Because it's French.
Mm-hmm.
Bourgeoisie. Yeah. That is interesting.
It says relating to or characteristic of a person who indulges in some of the luxuries and comforts of a fancy lifestyle.
Let me see. So yours is the slang definition. Mine is I looked up the actual word.
Urban Dictionary. You see what I'm talking about? I knew it.
Because it's even spelled, yeah, yours is spelled how?
Yeah, because I didn't even know, I couldn't think of how to spell bourgeoisie last night. But the actual definition I seen, it said derived from bourgeoisie. So, I don't even think I spelled it how I just spelled it last night. But pretty much the same thing.
That's interesting. I think we need to dive deeper on this topic. Not today, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have questions then. Definitely have questions about the meaning and, well, the American meaning that we use. I mean, I know what it means in the way that we use it, but also, like, what does the actual word mean?
I'm accepting my bouginess.
Word bad and bougie.
Breeze and bougie.
But, like, when you think about it, it's like bad and middle class.
But bad as in good.
Yeah, I know,
bad, but bad and good.
But I don't know. I gotta look into it. That's interesting to me. Because I never looked, I always thought the way, in the way that we use it, it meant the same as the actual, like, word, the French word. So I never actually looked up the definition.
I feel like it's still pretty much mean the same thing, but that's for another, that's a different pod.
Yeah. Anyways, do you guys have any final thoughts on, what we talk about?
Basically, when things don't serve you anymore.
Oh, yeah. Letting go of things that do not serve you anymore.
I say let go.
Let go.
Be still.
Let God.
And prepare to receive.
Let go. Let God. Let go. Let go.
And I would say, just trust your feelings. Trust your gut. You know when it's time to let something go. Let it go.
If I need to let it go.
Looks like a nothing. What a love now. Love, wait, TKO.
I'm not hoping.
It's a love something, TKO. Think I need to. All right, anyways. Yeah, listen to yourself. Trust yourself. Trust that you know when the season. When a season is coming to an end. And when you need to let things go that aren't serving you, because we be holding on to stuff, me included, that really should have been let go about 10 years ago. They will not be pushed aside or turned into your own, all because you won't listen. Listen. I'm not on a crossroads. I'm not at home in my own home. And I try to say what's on my mind. You should have known. Oh, now I'm done believing you. You don't know what I'm feeling. I'm more than what you gave to me. I followed the flaws you think you gave to me. But now I gotta find my. You don't know it? My own. My own.
Thank you guys again for joining us for another episode of
Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Bougie Breeze.
Forgot your name?
That's what I was thinking.
It's your boy Damani.
And thank you for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Comment below your thoughts on letting things go that do not serve you anymore. And also, don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon for the low, low price of $3. You get access to this podcast live.
Early
and live. So, also, you get access to our food review show.
Who made this?
Mm-hmm.
As well as other behind-the-scenes content.
Right.
And new content that we have coming your way. The Patreon allows us to create more and higher quality content for all of you. More frequently as well. But yeah, we will see y'all next time. Thank you for joining us again.
Get on my... Woo! Adios! Stay black, people.
Push the goddamn button.